For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Surface parking in Greektown and renewable energy were on the agenda last night during the Columbia City Council's first meeting for fiscal year 2015. KBIA's Bram Sable-Smith filed this report.
The Columbia City Council approved last night the rezoning of a property on Tiger Avenue that will allow the lot to be used for surface parking by the Alpha Chi Omega sorority. The 5-1 decision would require the statement of intent for the property be amended to remove parking garages from its proposed uses. Thomas Snyder, president of the Chi Mu Alumni Association, said the rezoning was a crucial component of a property swap between three Greek letter organizations that will enable the redevelopment of a property on Rollins Street by the Chi Mu fraternity. Snyder said he did not believe the required changes to the statement of intent would be an issue. First Ward Council member Jenny Chadwick, citing concerns over increased traffic on Tiger Avenue and Rollins Street, was the lone no vote. In a separate 5-1 decision, the council also expressed it would consider wind power from the Grain Belt Express transmission line as an option to meet the city's renewable energy standard. According to a presentation made by Clean Line Energy Partners to the city's Water and Light Board in September, the proposed 750-mile transmission line would deliver 500 megawatts of wind energy from western Kansas to the MISO system in Missouri. Sixth Ward Councilmember Laura Nauser opposed the resolution. For KBIA News, I'm Bram Sable-Smith.
U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill is defending St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCullough in his handling of the Michael Brown police shooting investigation. As Stephanie Letcher reports, the Missouri Democrats' comments come after Brown's parents sent a letter Monday to Governor Jay Nixon.
In the letter, Brown's parents asked Governor Nixon to reconsider appointing a special prosecutor, but Nixon already chose not to remove McCullough when he had the power to do so during the state of emergency. And Senator McCaskill says McCullough is, quote, one of the most respected and experienced prosecutors in the state.
If you do not believe Bob McCullough can be fair, then you should rest assured it is a good thing that we have made sure that the federal government is checking his work.
McCullough's office has put five other cases on hold while a grand jury decides whether to indict Ferguson officer Darren Wilson, who shot Brown. Brown's parents say that, quote, special working relationship with Wilson is a conflict for McCullough. But the prosecutor's office called the move typical. I'm Stephanie Lecce.
Attorney General Chris Koster says he will not appeal a judge's ruling that Missouri must recognize the relationships of same-sex couples who got married elsewhere. Rachel Lippman reports on Monday's announcement.
Jackson County Judge Dale Youngs ruled on Friday that Missouri was violating the state and federal constitutions by refusing to recognize couples who were legally married elsewhere only because they were gay or lesbian. In a statement, Koster acknowledged that requiring, quote, certain individuals to surrender their marriage licenses in order to live and work among us would make it harder for the state to attract and retain companies and jobs. Koster's decision came on the same day that the U.S. Supreme Court allowed gay marriage to go forward in five more states. Same-sex couples can now get licenses in 30 states. The lack of an appeal does not impact Koster's challenge to four marriage licenses issued in June in St. Louis, and a direct challenge to Missouri's ban on gay marriage is pending in federal court. I'm Rachel Lippman.
The Planned Parenthood affiliate for the St. Louis region will not appeal a new state law that extends the waiting period for women having an abortion from 24 to 72 hours. The bill was vetoed by Missouri Governor Jay Nixon, but the veto was overridden by the legislature last month. Duri Buscarin reports.
With the 72-hour rule scheduled to go into effect Friday, the only abortion provider in the state will not immediately contest the measure. Paula Giannino is the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region in southwest Missouri. She says attorneys for their national organization did not think an appeal would be successful in state or federal court.
Until we have a change in the courts, unfortunately, I believe we're going to continue to see these kinds of onerous and really cruel laws being passed.
Giannino says Planned Parenthood will look to file suits on behalf of specific patients whose health is compromised by the waiting period. I'm Duri Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.
A federal judge in St. Louis has ordered Ferguson police to stop forcing peaceful protesters to keep moving or face arrest. Police have used what some call the 5-second rule to enforce a nighttime curfew during protests over the fatal shooting of Michael Brown. The practice prompted a lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports U.S. District Judge Catherine Perry issued a preliminary injunction Monday halting the tactic. Perry said the practice violates protesters' constitutional right to free speech and due process. But the judge also said Ferguson police may enforce Missouri's refusal to disperse law, which makes it a misdemeanor to refuse an officer's commands to leave the scene of an illegal assembly or riot. The Coalition Against Rape and Domestic Violence, located in Fulton, will be teaming up with local teenage athletes to promote Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Executive Director Erica Nanny said after the uproar of the Ray Rice domestic abuse incident, the coalition recognized that many people look to athletes for leadership. Nanny says the coalition then turns to local athletes who are seen as leaders in their community and schools and gave them the opportunity to lead by example and be change makers for domestic violence awareness. During Fulton High School's homecoming game this Friday, the football players will wear purple wristbands to promote domestic violence awareness. Nanny says their longtime rival and homecoming opponent, Mexico High School, will also be wearing the purple wristbands.
We're really excited about that because it is such an intense rivalry that even though the spirit of that rivalry will continue for years to come, I'm sure, there is one thing, domestic violence, that they're standing against.
Nanny says domestic violence is very prevalent, and the sooner the message is out there and children and teenagers are being taught what healthy relationships are, the better. MU students are asking Columbia City Council to take note of a new nationwide alternative energy project. Members of the Mizzou Energy Action Coalition attended the council's meeting last night to talk about the proposal for a new wind energy transmission line that would span many states. The company Clean Line Energy is funding construction of a 750-mile line to bring clean energy to Missouri, Kansas, and other Midwestern states. Kelsey Wingo is the director of the student group. She says the city had already expressed interest in buying some of the energy generated by the line, which could help the city meet its required standard for renewable energy. Wingo says the project does pose a problem to farmers with land in the area where Clean Line Energy would build. She says her group is still undecided about its stance on the project, but wants to use this as a chance to start the alternative energy conversation in the city.
We worked with Clean Line for the last 9 months. We just try to raise awareness at Mizzou and in Columbia. But other than that, we're just trying to push for clean energy in Missouri and specifically Columbia.
Clean Line Energy's plans have the line running through the northern part of Missouri. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.